Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKodoshim Shekadam Mum Kavua Lek Deshan. Any one of the Kodoshim in which there was a Mum Kavua, the Gemara later on in the Masechta will discuss all the Mumim that disqualify a Korban. They're listed in Parshat Emor, and the Gemara will discuss in more detail, which are considered to be Mum Kavua, Mum Over, or what is classified as a Mum. But if the Mum preceded the Hekdesh, now, Rashi over here says that it's a case where he wants to bring the animal's value as a korban. It's not your classic case of koche betekabayit, where you're being magdish the item for its monetary value that will be given to Hekdesh, which would have been permissible and would probably not have many of the dinim that we're speaking about here. Tosafot seconds that and notes the Kedusha Damim love the koche betekabayit ire. We're not dealing with regular kodesh berek abayit. Elavek desham the mizbeach ledmehem, or he's matish them to the mizbeach for their value, meaning that the value that is garnered from selling these animals, I'm going to bring that as a korban on the mizbeach, as opposed to berek abayit, where you're donating the money to Hekdesh to be used in the budget for the mikdash. Here it does what as va'avu bishover kashik dish ba'mon the mizbeach, even though it's illegal to do such, meaning that the rules of the Torah, and we'll see this later on in the Masechtot of Kodoshim, is that when you have a Tamim, the primary purpose for it should be to be put on the Mizbeach. If you have a Baal Mum, the primary purpose should be for its monetary value to Berek Abayit. If you're Makdish a Tamim for Berek Abayit, or vice versa, you're Makdish a Baal Mum for the Mizbeach, that is problematic, and that's what the Tosfot is noting over here. That this Mishnah is speaking about someone who violated those terms and still brought a korban that had a mum kavua in it and dedicated it towards the mizbeach, which he shouldn't have done. But if he did do that, this is what the Mishnah is speaking about. And Tosafot says the reason being that it's bazil milto, that it's something that is unacceptable, that it's something that is front almost to Hashem. Instead of bringing a tamim, he brings a baal mum. He could have brought a tamim, instead he brings a baal mum. That's offensive, and that's why it's problematic. So now, this behemah that already has a mum in it, which we know cannot go on the mizbeach, so he dedicated it to the mizbeach for its monetary value, that will then be used to purchase a korban, v'niftu. And then it is redeemed, chayavin bebechora ubematanot. They are chayavin bechora and matanot, because, in essence, they are kulin. Because if the animal gives birth, or if the animal is eaten, after the redemption of the animal has no residual kedusha in it. Given that, then it's a regular bichora if it gives birth, and it's a regular animal if it's eaten, and the matanot of the zroah, the chayayim, and keva have to be given to the kohen. You'd see in the chulin, the gazeiz v'liaved, and once it's redeemed, you can use the animal, you can shear it, you can work with it. Vladan v'chalavan mutar. Their offspring, their milk, is all mutar, lachar pidjonan, after they are redeemed. Because again, they are complete kulin once they are redeemed. Vashochet bachutz patur. And if you shech such an animal outside of the mikdash, you are patur. The basic principle with regards to a shochet bachutz is, if it's ra'uy bifnim, then you're chayav bachutz. Now, in the context of the Mishnah, it sounds like this is after they were redeemed. Rashi says, afilu kodem pidyon. Even before the pidyon, it would also be patur for shochet b'chutz, because there was never any kedushat haguf associated with this animal, because it was problematic from the outset. It wasn't like there was kedusha and then a mum. There was mum and then kedusha, which lowers the standing of this animal, and it will never reach the level of kedushat haguf that it's ro'oy l'mizbeach. For that reason, if you're shochet b'chutz, even before the pidyon, you are still potur. Ve'eno simit tmura, and you cannot have this create tmura. Tmura is where you try to exchange one animal for another animal. Here, this animal that's ekdesh, you try to put it onto, exchange it onto another animal. The Torah says, hu tmurato ye kodesh. That both the animal that you're trying to move the kedusha from and the animal that you're putting the kedusha on, both of them are kadosh. Over here, eno simit tmura, as Rashi says, the Gemara will explain why that is. If they die, yiftu. You can still redeem them. Again, Rashi notes, de'en kedushatan chamura. because they don't have this high level of Kedusha. Vitu, Kamash Malon. And it also teaches us the Garei Mishar Kodashim. It is even lower than other forms of Kedusha, Sheiniftim Elachayin, because those are only redeemed while it's alive. We'll see that in the Gemara with regards to Hamodo Ve'arocha, the requirement that when you redeem something, that it be brought before the Kohen to be assessed, and whether that applies to Kodesh Mizbeach, either hand or Kodesh Bedek Abayit. Nevertheless, over here, this is a lower form of Kedusha. Even before they are redeemed, again, Rashi says, you can redeem them to feed them to the dogs, because Ein Kedushatan Chamura, this low form of Kedusha, does not demand that you do not give it to the dogs or be as dog food, because that's not a problem. And number two is that you don't require Hamada Baracha. Both of those then allow you to redeem it. Obviously, if it already was redeemed, then it died. There's nothing to speak about because that's already Chulin. So here, when it died before it was redeemed, you can still redeem it. Chutz, the exception to this rule, and this is why the Mishnah is here, is Min HaBechor U'Min HaMaser. By Bechor and Maser, irrespective of the fact that there was a Mum there already, they are Kadosh. The reason being by Bechor is because it's Kadosh Mirechem. At birth, it's Kadosh, irrespective of what the state of the animal is. So even if the animal has a Mum in it, it's still Kadosh at the point of Peterechem. Maser works the same way, because the Pasuk says, the din of Maser Be'imah says, B'chol Maser Bakar Betzon Chol Asher Yavor Tachad Ashovet, Hasiri Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem, Lo Yivakir Ben Tov Dara, Lo Yemirenu Imamer Yemirenu Vayu Tumurato Yeh Kodesh Lo Yigael. That Lo Yivakir Ben Tov Dara means, irrespective of whether it's good means Tamim, Ra means Bamum, irrespective of that, the Kedusha Maser Be'imah devolves upon the tenth animal. So these are the two exceptions to the rule whereby the Kedusha is successfully placed onto these animals because the Kedusha is, we call it, mum blind. It doesn't see mum or tamim. It just sees automatically there is the tenth one or the peterechem is kadosh, b'kedushat ha-bechor, kedushat ha-maser. Now, the opposite case, which is b'chosh kadamek deshamet muman, if in the case when you were makdish the animal, and then the mum only came after it was kadosh. O mum over lehek deshan. Or there was a mum over, which is a temporary mum that existed when you made it kadosh. And the assumption would be that it's as if it's not there because it eventually will dissipate. And given that, the hek desh is successfully placed on this animal, just waiting for the mum over to pass. And then it can be brought on the mizbeach. So in both of these cases, you have full kadusha the guf before the mum kavua showed up. So here you have a classic case of psula muktashim, which is something that was hekdesh and then got a mum in it. And then only then did the mum kavua come about. V'nifdu, and then you redeem them. Meaning that the proper thing to do after it gets a mum is to redeem them. If you do such, turim mina bechora un mina matanot. You're not chayav in bechor, and you're not chayav in zra lechayayim in keba, seemingly because they are kadosh, they are released. We also know, we learned this in the Gemara earlier, and the Gemara in tomorrow's daf says that the psulim tashim are compared to a tzvi v'ayal. And just like a tzvi v'ayal don't have these dinim of bechor and matanot, so too the psulim tashim don't have the bechorah and matanot. V'einan yotzim dechulein legazeiz uli aveid. Once you redeem it, you're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to work with it. Psulei HaMukdashim are allowed to be eaten. They're not allowed to be utilized in any way. Vladan v'chalavan asur. And if they give birth or they have milk production, it is asur. La'achar pidjonan. This is, even after they are redeemed, all of this is true. Of course, before they're redeemed, they're still kodesh, so all of these are restricted. But even after they've redeemed, Suleim and Tashim have residual Kedusha in them because they attained such a high level of Kedusha in the beginning. When you made them into Kedusha Taguf, then the Mum, which takes them down a notch, just does that. Takes it down a notch where you redeem them. You don't put them in his back, but the residual Kedusha remains. And therefore, even after redemption, they still have restrictions associated with them. Vashokatan b'chutz chayav. And you shuck them b'chutz, obviously before they were redeemed, then you are chayav over here. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that dokin shiba'ayin is considered to be a mum that imalu lo yerdu. If you put it on the mizbeach, it doesn't come off the mizbeach. So that's considered to be ra'oi bifnim. And since it's ra'oi bifnim, if you're shochet b'chutz, you're going to be chayav. So if it's a type of mum by which, if it was put on the mizbeach, even though chatkila you can't, but be the yavad, if it ended up in the mizbeach, it would have been accepted, and we leave it on the mizbeach. Then if you shochet b'chutz, then you're going to be chayav, and that's the story here. Ve'osin et tmura. And they have the capacity, before they are redeemed, to create tmura. Ve'metu, if they die, yikavru. They have to be buried, as Rashi says of here, debay hamadu barocha. They require assessment by the Kohen, and since it's dead, it can't stand in front of the Kohen in order to be assessed. In addition, it's also a problem that ain't putim kodoshim nachilam neklavim. We don't redeem kodoshim in order to feed them to the dogs. So both of those reasons would preclude you from having the capacity, if they die, to redeem them. Gemara makes a diok now. Taima diniftu. The reason that your chayav in bechora and matanot is because it was redeemed. Halo niftu, had it not been redeemed, turim mina bechora mina matanot, you would have been exempted from bechora and matanot. Kasavar, you must conclude from here, tushat tamim midachem mina bechora umina matanot. Even something that's only kadosh pek tushat tamim for its value still is strong enough or successful at releasing the individual from big chayav in bechora and matanot. It's from our Mishnah. The diuk is out of the first case in the Mishnah, whereby when it says, after you redeem it, you're chayav in bechora and matanot. The implications of that are, prior to redemption, that is not true. And that means you have a ptur. Even though in the Reisha case of the Mishnah, we're talking about something that was mukdash for its value, not with inherent kedusha in it. And despite that fact, it's still successful at removing the din of bechora and matanot from it. Rashi says, the reason being is, kedushat haguf. There's no different than kedushat haguf with respect to this, and that is the exemption that you are given. The Rashi says it's kedushat haguf, and it actually in the Gemara Chulin adds on that ain't dusha chala dusha, and that's what prevents it from having a din of bechora and matanot over here. But Tosafot says that doesn't make so much sense based on the upcoming Gemara that tells us about the Ptur by Psulei HaMukdashim that says that that applies even after they've been redeemed. Yet over here, it only applies before it's redeemed. The Kedusha that we're speaking about in the Reisha is very different than the Kedusha in the Seifa, and therefore you can't draw any conclusions just because the Psulei HaMukdashim are Paturim, Mitmechor, and Matanot, that the Reisha case would also be Patur, Mitmechor, Matanot. And therefore, Tosfot says there is a specific miut by each of these items that exempts you from them. And that is by Bechor, it says B'Israel. That only a Bechor Israel is Chayav in Bechorah. That's why when you have a partnership with the Goy or the Goy is involved, you are Patur. So too, when Hekdesh is involved, you're also Patur. That's not called B'Israel. And with regards to Matanot, it says Meitam. That the Matanot are only given from the Am, not from Hekdesh. So Tosfot sees this as a particular exclusion by each one of the items. Rashi sees it as more generic tour. It says that it's kadosh. And if it's kadosh, it's patur. Just like Suleim Muktashim are paturim, so too this is kadosh. Tosafot says they're not exactly the same. Suleim Muktashim are patur even after you redeem them. This is only patur before you redeem it. You can't compare the two of them. Alright, now the Gemara says, Biyotzin lechulin. When you redeem them, they are released to chulin. Taima deniftu. It's only because they were redeemed. Halo niftu. Had they not been redeemed, asire b'giza v'avodah, you'd be restricted in shearing them and doing work with them. It seems like the question of the Gemara is somewhat perplexing because we know there's a din of mi'ila even with regards to tekoche bedek abayit. You're not allowed to misappropriate, utilize things that belong to Hekdesh. So why over here is the Gemara suddenly saying it's only because they were niftu? If they were not niftu, it's asur. Of course it'd be asur. There's a problem of Mi'ila. Pshita Mekubetzet over here says, Im Tomar Pshita, Kevan de Kadoshimim. Since they are Kadosh, then of course they are Asurin. Yesh Lamar, Shafinu Kana Giza V'Avodah Min Hekdesh. Even if you purchase the right from Hekdesh for the Giza or the Avodah, that's what the Gemara is speaking about. Va'od Shamati, that Demari the late Ba Shave Pruta. Or it's a case where it's less than a Pruta, which would not be subject to a din of mi'ila, And therefore, the case here is a case irrespective of mi'ilah. And that even if you can get rid of the problem of mi'ilah, there'll still be a problem of giza avodah, and that's the nature of the Gemara's statement here. So the Gemara says, let us say, misayile le Rabbi Elazar. Let us say that this is supportive of Rabbi Elazar's contention. Damar kedshe berek abayit asurim b'giza avodah. The kedshe berek abayit don't have a din of giza avodah. Amrei, lo, don't have to say that. So when you have kedusha damin mizbeach, which is what we saw Rashi and Tosafot explain our mission on the Reisha case, the case where you dedicate the animal's value to be placed on the mizbeach. Who the michlefa, that will get confused with kedushat haguf the mizbeach. When you're dealing with an animal that would otherwise be put on the mizbeach. I mean, if it was a tamim, it'd go on the mizbeach. Here you dedicated the value to the mizbeach. Those two could be confused. Therefore, gazru bohu rabbonah. The rabbonah goes there that there's an iser avodah in this case of al kodshei berek abayit, but regular kodshei berek abayit, maybe there would be low. There would be no restriction because there you won't confuse them with kodshei mizbeach. So what the Gemara is saying is that the restriction of gizan avoda for kedushat haguf, the latter part of the Mishnah, is a din d'oraita. The restriction in the first part of the Mishnah is only a din d'rabbonon. That din d'rabbonon is because you dedicated its value to the mizbeach. Had you just put it into berek abayit, there might not even be a din d'rabbonon. Assuming you can escape the problem of mi'ilah, which is what we just discussed in the Shita Mikubetzet. Ladan v'chalavan mutar. Their offspring and their milk production is mutar. Hey chidami. How exactly did this animal give birth? You know, the abar v'it lid lachar pejonan. It became pregnant and gave birth after it was redeemed. Shita. Of course that's the case. Chulin inhu. You already told us that the animal is chulin. Why should there be any question that the vlad and the chalav and all that is mutar? You can do whatever you want with your animal that's chulin. Ella, must be the case, the abar lifnei pidyonan, vidyade lachar pidyonan, became pregnant before it was redeemed, but then it gave birth after it was redeemed. In that case, the chiddush is that it's considered or classified as being chulin. But the implications are, halifnei pidyonan asire, had it been that it got pregnant and gave birth before it was redeemed, then the offspring would be problematic. Niftim tmimim, oi niftim tmimim. What do you do with this animal that is born? The animal that is born is a derivative of an animal that cannot go on the mizbeach. So the offspring can't have a higher level of kedusha than the parent that is giving it or imbuing it with its kedusha. Since the parent is disqualified from the mizbeach, the offspring is clearly disqualified from the mizbeach. The only question is, that disqualification, is it strong enough that you can redeem that offspring immediately, and then you take the money to bring it as a korban, or do you have to wait for that offspring to get a mum in it? The offspring doesn't have a mum, the parent does, but the offspring doesn't have a mum in it, and maybe you have to wait till it gets a mum. And that's what the Gemara's question is, niftim tmimim, or niftim tmimim? Can you redeem them immediately, this offspring, or you have to wait? And the truth is that if it actually was pregnant at the time of being Makdishit, the Ubar itself might actually be separate from the mother. Because the Kedusha and beauty is not just coming from the mother, it's coming from the fact that he was Makdish, both the animal and the fetus at the time that he was Makdish them. And therefore the fetus's Kedusha could be independent of the mother. And if that's the case, then the fetus here could have a din of Kedusha the Guf, even if the mother does not. Our scenario is when it became pregnant and gave birth after it was already muktash. Tashma, hamatpis balei mumim kvuyim legabi mizbeach. Someone who is makdish, something that it's a bal mum kavua for the mizbeach, v'yaldu, and it gave birth. It's exactly the case of our Mishnah, whereby you are makdish, something that is not really the mizbeach, for its monetary value that will be used for a korban, and they give birth. So obviously the case is a case where they gave birth before they were redeemed. Imachru, vein tzrichim mum. You can sell them off and they don't need a mum. Shein kedusha chala alehem. Because there is no real kedusha that devolves upon the offspring. Shelo tefel chamur min haikar. For the exact reason that we discussed before why it doesn't go on the mizbeach is the same reason why you should be able to redeem it. Just like the parent can't go on the mizbeach, so too the offspring can't go on the mizbeach. Just like the parent can be redeemed immediately, so too the offspring can be redeemed immediately. The offspring can't have a higher level of kedusha than the parent that is imbuing it with that kedusha. Gemara says, Taima, shelo yei tafel chamor min ikar. The only reason we say that over here is because they subordinate, the offspring can't be more chamor than ikar. Aval, had it been a different scenario, where hikdish zachar ledamav, had he been makdish, a male for its monetary value, kadosh bikdushat haguf, then it would have actually inherent kedusha. Rashi says the word zachar really means ayil over here, not a male versus female, but ayil, a ram. And Rashi says, the hochi nokot zachar, the reason it mentions zachar over here, the chazi leola, because it's ra'oi for an ola, mishum deruba the mighty korban ola mighty. Since the majority of zacharim, or elim, that are brought for a korban ola, that's why it picked zachar in particular, but it's not uniquely a din that is associated with zachar. So the primary reason you would have brought this animal to the Mikdash, which is the tamim, is to be an ola. So that's why it mentions zachar, but it's obviously lav dafka, and it would be true of an akeva as well. If you had an akeva for shlamim, you'd have the same din as a zachar for an ola. And you can see that more explicitly in the Rabbeinu Gershom when he says, "I de kamar, hi, di zachar tam, hu, adin the nekeva." I'm sure to buy this suyuya mine the rova, but because the Gemara is going to bring this in support of Rova's contention, Rova lo ayri elo bezachar, and Rova is only talking about a zachar based on the Gemara and Tmura, where Rova's statement is found, therefore the Gemara mentioned it about a zachar, but it's not uniquely associated with a zachar. Although the Shita Mekubetzet in Od Aleph discusses the possibility that this might relate to a scenario that's in the Gemara in Tmura, whereby a person is makdish all of his possessions, and amongst his possessions are male animals, female animals, and what you do with those animals. And over there, the males have a different din than the females, and that might be why the Gemara here is focused on zachar, because of the Gemara in Tmura, which is going to be the upcoming statement of Rava. So that's maybe why zachar was picked in particular. And you can see a similar sentiment in the first Balei Tosafot here, although in the end, the Balei Tosafot make the point, maybe there's a difference between when you are makdish your possessions generally or generically, versus a case like here where you're being makdish the animal in particular for its monetary value, and therefore the distinction you're making between zacharim and nekevot is not necessarily true, even though in the case of makdish nechasav there is such a distinction. But in either case, what you have here is an animal that's ra'oy l'mizbeach, that you could have brought as a korban, and instead, you dedicate its value to the mizbeach. So then, the Gemara says, it's kadosh b'kdushat haguf. It attains kdushat haguf, because the reason that the offspring that was a tamim is not attaining kdushat haguf is only because the parent that imbued it with the kdusha didn't have the capacity to do that, so the offspring can't be greater than the parent's kdusha. But over here, where there's no parent to limit it, then the animal that's here should have the capacity to become kadosh, and even kadosh b'kdushat haguf. And then here you would require a mom in order to redeem it, or it could even go on the mizbeach. Misaylei the Rova. This is supportive of Rova's contention. Dama Rova, hiptish zachar ledamim, kadosh kdushat haguf. If your makdish is zachar for its value, it's kadosh kdushat haguf. And again, the Gemara here is making a diuk that is supportive of Rava's contention in the Gemara in Tmura, that if you're makdish something that could be ra'oy l'mizbeach for its monetary value, it actually turns into kedushat haguf and not kedushat damim because of the fact that it is ra'oy l'mizbeach and there's nothing stopping it from attaining that elevated status of kedusha, as opposed to our case here where the parent limits the kedusha of the offspring, even though the offspring is ra'oy l'mizbeach, it is a tamim. Vashulchatan b'chutz patur, you shecht them outside the mikdash patur. Rabbi Elazar matnei chayav. Elazar says you're actually chayav for being shochet b'chutz. Umugila b'bamat yachid. And he sets up the case here in the time where a bamat yachid was mutar, that anybody could build their own bama in their backyard, and they could bring korbanot. He brings as examples here Manoach, Gidon and Shmuel, which are mentioned in the Navi, bringing korbanot on a bamat yachid. Shmuel is the only one that is not controversial because he lives post Korban Shiloh. Problem with Manoach and Gidon is they live during the time that Shiloh is extant, And therefore, there shouldn't be any heter abamot. So it's interesting that Rashi brings those as examples as well. He explains, Damar of Elazar, Minayin Zubeach Be'ema, Balat Mum, Be'mat Yachid, B'shat Heter Abamot, Shu Belotase. How do I know that if you are makriv a behema, that is a balad mum, on a private bama, in a time period where you're allowed to put it on the bamot, that there is a lotus, there is a restriction. So it's not on the level of shkitat chut, which is karet, but it does have a lotus that is associated with it. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, lotis bach l'shem alav shuv eseh sheyeh bo mum, kol dovar rak yidovat Hashem lokecho. You shouldn't bring any korban that has a mum in it. Im einu inyan de bama gdola, it's not speaking about a central bama, dichtiv, because by the central bama it says, averet o shavur, which is the restriction in Parshat Emor, averet o shavur, charut, so your belt o gorav, or your lefet, lo takvim ala lashem, vishel lo dinu mehem ala mizbeach lashem. So there you have an explicit restriction against bringing such an item. So since I don't need it for Bamak Dola, then we should then designate it for an Eistur restriction for Bamat Yachid. So Rabbi Elazar's contention is that during Zman Heter HaBamot, in a time period where there is no central location like a Mishkan or a Migdash, so that means prior to the Mishkan moving to Shiloh, or post Korban Shiloh, before the building of the Beit HaMikdash. During those periods of time, the bamot are mutarot. There are two types of bamot that you can have. There's what's called a bamat dola, which is a central mizbeach. That was located in the Gilgal before they moved the Mishkan to Shiloh. And that was located in Nov and Gibon after the Churban of Shiloh in Nov until Shaul HaMelech kills out the Kohanim of Nov, and then it moved over to Gibon. That's a central mizbeach or a bamat dola. The bamat dola allows you to bring certain korbanot that are otherwise not allowed to be brought on a private bama. A bama, a yachid, is a personal bama upon which you're only allowed to bring korbanot that are nidar v'nidev. Things that can be brought as a neder or nidava, you're allowed to bring them on such a mizbeach, a bama yachid. Any other korban, which is possibly permitted, would be brought on the bama gdola, the central bama. As to what is permitted on the bama gdola, we learned at the end of the Gemara in Zvachim that discussed the differences or the contrast between Bama Gdola, Bama Ktana, and the Mizbeach, and the Mishkan, and in Shiloh. So now, if you have a Bamat Gdola, the Bama Gdola has the same din as the Mishkan, same din as any central location of Avodah, which is that the Parsha Ne'amor says you can't bring Korbanot that have a Mum in them. Bamat Yachid, we don't know what the din is with regards to bringing a Baal Mum on a Bamat Yachid. That's because many of the normal requirements of a korban are waived with regards to bamat yachid. One of the most important of them is that a zar can do the avoda on a bamat yachid. You don't need a kohen for a bamat yachid. So that's an important din. So maybe you would think that also a baal mum could be brought in that mizbeach. Maybe the requirement of baal mum to be waived. That's where Balazar comes to teach us that the pasuk in Dvarim that says, lo tizbach la'ashem lo'kecha shom eseh she'er yo baal mum, is speaking about a Bamat Yachid. Because we covered Bamat Gdola in Parshat Emor, this is speaking about a Bamat Yachid. And it's telling us that a Bamat Yachid, if you bring a Baal Mum on it, it is Chayav, at least a Lotus, not a Chiyuv Karet. So, when he says over here, as opposed to our Mishnah that says a Shochatan Bachutz is Patur, Rabbi Lazar says, no, a Shochatan Bachutz is Chayav. He has a couple of qualifications. Number one is, it's a case of a Bamat Yachid. During the Zman Heter Abamot, he's saying if you bring a Balmum on it, you're violating a Lotaseh. Now the Gemara says, how do you know that that's the right way to read that Pasuk? Ema, why did you say, Imenu Inyan L'Kodoshim, Zehu L'Inyan B'chor? Let us say that since it is not speaking about Kodoshim or a Bama Gdola, maybe it's speaking about a B'chor. So Sakadat Chanamina, I would have thought with regards to a B'chor, Hove Kadosh Kshu Balmum, since it becomes kadosh, even when it has a mum in it, likarev nami kushu baal mum. Maybe it should be able to be brought on the mizbeach, even as a baal mum. Kamash malan, delo. Kamash malan, that's not the case, because the pasuk says, lo tizbach la'ashem lokecha shor v'seh sheyer baal mum. So it's coming to tell you that don't bring a bechor baal mum on the mizbeach, even though it's kadosh, when it is born with a mum. So even though it's congenitally problematic, nevertheless, it still is kadosh. you might have thought that that could go on the Mizbeach. Along comes the Pasuk to dispel that Havamina, where it says, Amre, Bechor Behejektiv Be. By the way, the word Amre appears many times here in the Gemara Bechorot, different than other Mesechtot. The Gemara brings it to say, Amre, you should say instead. Or, let us say over here, Bechor Behejektiv Be. Bechor is explicit that you can't bring it on the Mizbeach with a mum. Because they quote from the Pasuk in Dvarim Tetvav, speaking about a Bechor, Kol Bechor Sheivelei B'Bechorcha B'Tzoncha, HaZachar Taktish L'Hashem L'Kecha, Lo Tavod B'Bechor Sherecha, V'Lo Togoz B'Bechor Tzonecha. And then two Pesukim later it says, V'Chiyeh Bo Mum, Piseach Oiver, Kol Mumra, Lo Tizbachenu L'Hashem L'Kecha. It's pretty explicit that if you have a mum, you can't bring the Bechor on the Mizbeach. So I don't need the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud Zayin to teach me something I already know in Dvarim Tetzayin. So let's try this alternative. I don't need it for Kodoshim because I know that from Emor. Let me think that maybe Maser Behema. The Sakhdat Chamina, the same Havamina. Since the Pasuk says with regards to Maser Behema, as we read before, that chol masar bakar tzon kol asher yavor tachad hashavet hasirei hakodesh l'shem lo yivaker ben tov l'ra v'lo yimirenu amirim yamenu hayu t'mur ato yeh kodesh lo yigael. So there lo yivaker ben tov l'ra says doesn't matter that as a mum it's kadosh. So v'kei, same thing, nikrav nami b'mumei. So there too, it should also be put on the mizbeach b'mumei with its mum. If it's kadosh b'mum, maybe it could be put on the mizbeach b'mum. Kamash malan d'lo. And that's what the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Zayin is coming to teach you. Lo tizbach l'Hashem l'kech shuvah seh sheyeh bo mum. It's telling you, maser behema, don't put on the mizbeach. Where it says, Amre, maser nami gamar havara havara mi bechor. You don't need a source like that in the Pasuk, because you can learn that out from bechor, that we've seen before, which is, by bechor it says, vavarta kol peter rechem. And over here it says, kol asher yavor takad hashavet. So, havara, havara is a gzera shava. The truth is, Tosafot says, you can also use tachat. The gzera shava we also saw before, which is, here it's called a sheyavor, tachat ha-shavet. And by the kodshei mizbeach, regular kodashim, it says, tachat imo. It says, you may not bring it on the first 7 days, only on the 8th day. And there it says, tachat imo. We learn a gzera shava, tachat tachat. So just like kodashim rapasul bimum, so too is meiser beima. So Tosafot says you could have used either one of those gzera shava. He says the Gemara picked Havara Havara from Bechor because there are many things that are in common between a Bechor and Maaser Behema, and therefore it saw it as being more connected to the Bechor, and it brought that Gzer Shava. So Gemara says, Ema, Neulinyat, Tmurat, Kodoshim. Let us say it's coming to teach us about Tmurah. Sagadat Chamino, Vikdusha, Kashi, Balat Mum. Maybe I would have think because it says, Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yamiroto. So with regards to the restriction of Tmurah, it says that you're not allowed to exchange an item for another item in Hekdesh. And it says, V'lo yachlifenu, V'lo yamirato, tov bira, ora betov. So you can do it, can't do it either way. Not from a tamim to a balmum, not from a balmum to a tamim. V'mamir yamir be'ma be'ma ve'ya tmurato yeh kodesh. And if you do such, it will be kodesh. What you see from that is Tmurah is successful at devolving upon an animal that has a mum. So if you have an animal that's a tamim, and you're trying to move the kedusha from the tamim onto a bal mum, you will be unsuccessful at removing it from the tamim, but you will be successful at being matish, the one that has the mum on it. So just like you can create tmurah with something that has a mum, krei v'nami, kashi balat mum, maybe it should go on the mizbeach, even though it has a mum. Kamash malan, delo. And that's what the pasuk in Dvarim Yud Zayin is teaching us, that don't put Murah on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, Vayahu ut murato, it and its Tmurah. Meaning that the penalty of trying to do Tmurah is that both items ending up being Kodesh. Mekish Tmurato, no. The Tmurah is identified with the animal or the Kedusha that was placed upon it. Mahu Balmum lo. Just like the original animal, if it's a balmum, can't go on the mizbeach. Af tmurato, balmum, lo. So too, if it was a balmum, the tmurah, it won't go on the mizbeach. Similar to what we said before about the animal that gives birth, that the offspring can't be any greater than the parent. So too over here, the tmurah can't be greater than the source of its kedusha. the source of its kedusha would be disqualified from the mizbeach of the mum, so too the derivative of that, the tmura of that, will be disqualified from the mizbeach if it has a mum in it. Matkif la Rabbi Zeira. Let's try this. Ema tneu inyan levladot kodoshim. Let us say the pasuk is coming to tell you that offspring of kodesh are disqualified from the mizbeach when they have a mum. The sagadat chamin, I would have thought, oh, vikdoshim kashain bale mumim agaviman. Since an offspring will become kadosh, even if it's a baal mum, because of their mother. Since the parent is kadosh, the offspring is automatically kadosh, irrespective of whether it has a mum or not, because it's not about the animal, it's about the parent, and the parent has that kedusha. Kashayim bale mumim, nami karve. Maybe then also it should go on the mizbeach. If it can attain kedusha with the mum, maybe it should be able to go on the mizbeach. Kamash malan delo. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Amarava. Farpaska Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. That we already have a limud from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel about this. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Well, Kodashecha Sheyu Lecha Unidarecha Tisau Vata L'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. So now he darshens the pasuk. Because of the pasuk coming to tell you that you need to bring it up to the Mikdash, that we have plenty of psukim that already tell us that Kodashim have to go up to the Mikdash. So there must be some other information embedded here that Tisau Vata L'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, a chiddush that we don't know from previous psukim, and that's why the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel says that there's other items that are embedded in this pasuk that it's teaching us must be brought up to the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. Rok kodoshecha iluat murot. That's a reference to things that were exchanged. Asher yulecha elu avladot. These are the offspring. Unidareha hekishen akadov leneder. It connects them to the original offering or the neder that you're going to bring. So these are derivative kedushot, tmura, and vlad are derivative kedushot. The original is the neder. That's what you committed to bring to the mikdash. And what it's saying is the neder dictates what the status of the other two items are. Ma neder ba'mum lo. Just like a neder that say ba'mum, you can't bring on the mizbeach. So even if you dedicated something to the mikdash, if it gets a mum in it, or if it had a mum before you dedicated it, in neither case can you put it on the mizbeach. So too, a derivative of that neder, that kedusha that you created, will also not be allowed to be put on the mizbeach. Avani nami bal mumlo. So too, they can't go on the mizbeach if they have a mum. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk for any of these alternatives. That leaves me only the alternative that Rabbi Elazar suggested, which is meinu inyan b'magdola neyudam b'mat yachid. And that teaches you that if you're shuchet b'chutz a bal mum, or you're makriv a bal mum b'chutz bizman heter b'mot, you will be chayav, not karet, but you'll be chayav alav. That's in distinction with what our Mishnah said, which was, shochatan b'chutz is patur. Now our Mishnah is really discussing a different case. It's discussing a case where there's a mikdash, and if you shochat b'chutz, it's patur, because they're not ro'oi bifnif. But Elazar just adds a qualification, and says, sometimes you are chayav. In a case where there is no central mikdash or mishkan, when there's a heter b'mot, if you bring a b'mum there, then a shochatan b'chutz, so you makriv them in his mizbeach, you're going to be problematic. Not chayav karet, like regular shkita chutz, but a isur lav. And that comes from that pasuk in Varam Yudzayin. Lo tizbach la'shem lochem, Hashem ha'seh she'eh bo mum, ve'enu inyan l'dbama gdola, t'neu l'dbama k'tana, and therefore, kol davar ra, kidvat Hashem lochecho, it's unacceptable, and you're in violation of that lav if you bring it on a b'mat ha'yachid. Right, the Gemara says, enu sim t'mura, that this animal, even before it's redeemed, cannot create t'mura. My time up. Pasuk says, Damar lo yachlifenu velo yarmiroto. You may not exchange an animal. Hashta rabitov amar tolo, tov mira mibayi. So here you can see the Pshita Mikubetzit over here deal with the girsa. The reason is that the Gemara in Tmura actually interprets it the opposite way around. What is rabitov and tov mira? We're just going to follow the way that our Gemara reads. But just note that the Gemara in Tmura learns it just the exact opposite way. So the pasuk tells you that you may not do one of two things with regards to Tmura. You may not lo yachlifenu le'rotov tov bira o ra bitov. And again, we explained before that tov means something that is a tamim, and ra means something that is a baal mum. So it's saying here, hashta ra bitov amartlo. Over here you said that if you take a baal mum and upgrade it to a tamim, we don't allow you to do such. So then, tov birami bai, if you take a tamim and then exchange it onto a ba'mum, certainly you can't do that. But then why does the pasuk need to teach you that? Ela tov mi ikaro oset mura. Something that in its original form is tov, it can create tmura. That means something that was a tamim from the outset, it has the capacity to create tmura. Rami ikaro, something that was a baal mum from the outset, enoset tmura, does not have the capacity to create tmura. So it's a fundamental difference, again, in the kedusha of the item. Something that has kedusha de guf originally, then even when it becomes a baal mum, it has the capacity to pass that on to another animal, to tmura. Something that was a baal mum up front and never attained kedusha de guf, does not have the capacity then to pass that kedusha to another animal if you try to exchange it. And again, the way that the Gemara is reading it here is that the case of Ra Bitov means that you took a baal mum and upgraded it to a tamim. In the Gemara and Tmura, they learn just the opposite. Ra Bitov means that you took a tamim and placed it onto a baal mum. So then they would have to just reverse the wording in the Gemara, and that's what you can see here in the notes that Shita Mikubetzin are pointing out. Imeitu yiftu. If it dies, you're allowed to redeem it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, zo divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's only according to Rabbi Shimon Shita that you're allowed to redeem it over here. Da'amar, because he says, kodshei mizbeach hayu b'chlal hamada v'racha, because the requirement for hamada v'racha only applies to kodshei mizbeach, kodshei bedek habayit lo yu b'chlal hamada v'racha, does not apply to kodshei bedek habayit. And so over here, you have something akin to kodshei bedek habayit, which is something that is kadosh for its damim, for its monetary value. And so there, you don't have a requirement of a hamada v'racha. Therefore, if the animal dies, you can still redeem it and use the monies towards the purchase of a korban, because there's no demand for a hamada v'racha. It's not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kodshei bedek habayit, imeitu yiftu. Kodshei bedek habayit, if they die, you can redeem them. Umode Rabbi Shimon bebal mumi karo, shenifteh. And Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you have a baal mum from its outset, that it can be redeemed. My taima, because Amar Kra, Ota. Ota, the mute baal mum mi'ikara. Ota comes to teach you that a baal mum from the outset is excluded from the requirement of hamada v'aracha. So the demand by hamada v'aracha that you have to bring, im kol be'imat me'ah, asher liyakriveh menu karban Hashem, any behemat me'ah that you're not going to put on the mizbeach, then ve'emidat behemah lifnei ha'kohen, you're going to stand that animal before the kohen, ve'erich ha'kohen ota, bein tov u'bein ra, kerchach ha'kohen keniyeh. Then the kohen will assign the value, assess the value, bein tov l'ra. And Rabbi Shimon learns that this din of hamada v'aracha, where you need the animal to be alive, to be brought before the kohen, to be assessed for its value, is not only applicable by kol behemat me'ah, but also by animals, bein tov ubein ra, where there's a distinction between that which is a tam and that which is a baal mum. And that's only true by kodshei mizbeach, and therefore the demand for a hamada v'aracha only has application by kodshei mizbeach, not by kodshei bedek habayit. And for the word otah, it also excludes kodoshim, where muman was kodem lek deshan. On the other hand, the chachamim make their diok out of the pasuk, which says, kol behemat me'ah sher lo yakrib mimenu korban Hashem. So not only is the behemat me'ah subject to this, but anything that is not put on the mizbeach, which means kodshei bedek habayit. So kodshei bedek habayit are subject to hamada v'aracha. Question as to whether the chachamim think that kodshei mizbeach also have a din of hamada v'aracha, which is the view of Rabbi Yochanan, or whether they think kodshei bedek habayit have that requirement, but not kodshei mizbeach, just the opposite of Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is the view of Reish Lakish. But over here, we have a case that's not kodshei bedek habayit, as we already noted before. It's not where you're dedicating the monies to kodshei bedek habayit. It's a case where you're taking the monies that you put on the mizbeach. So maybe over there, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you need hamada v'aracha. That's where he says, v'erich ha'kohen ota. Ota is a mute. To tell you only kodshei mizbeach that are at their outset, kadosh b'kedushat haguf, do they require hamada v'aracha. But something that is not kadosh b'kedushat haguf, it has a baal mum from the outset, it does not require hamada v'aracha. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon believes both kodshei bedek habayit, as well as an animal that had a mum before it became kadosh, both of those do not require hamada v'aracha. If that's the case, if it dies, you can redeem it. Aval chachamim omrim, imeitu yikavru. On the other hand, the chachamim believe if it dies, you have to bury it, it's asur b'hana'ah, and you can't redeem it. Man chachamim. Who are the chachamim? You would have assumed the chachamim are the counterparties to Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara in Tmura. But the Gemara doesn't do that because we're going to see it's not so clear that that's their belief. So the Gemara asks, Man Chachamim? Who are the Chachamim over here that are arguing on Rabbi Shimon? Tana de Bei Levi. It's the Braita that we find from Levi. The Tana de Bei Levi. Akolayu bichlala mother baracha. Vafilu baal mumi ikaro. Everything's included in Hamadar Baracha. Even something that a mum from its outset. Bechein Tana de Bei Levi. Bimatznite. And Tana de Bei Levi has even in his Braita. Afilu chaya afilu of. It's not even just a baal mumi ikaro. It's any item that's not even wrote with the Mizbeach. Tana de Bei Levi believes you require a din of a mother barucha. And even though the pasuk says, imko beima tmeya, and it mentions beima, not of, and not taya, nevertheless it's lav dafka, and anything, asher yakriv mimenu l'Hashem, that's not going to be put on the Mizbeach, anything like that has a din of a mother barucha, including kochei bere kabai, and including things that kadam muman le kedushatan. And as Rashi points out, that the reason it's Tana de Bei Levi, and not the Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Shimon, that the Gemara is pointing out as being the one who dissents, is because in the Gemara in Tumura, it says, the Divi Akol, Ba'mumi Ikara, Lo Yech Bichlam, Hamad Baracha. Both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim there agree that the Ota excludes a Ba'mumi Ikara, and therefore it can't be that the dissenting opinion against Rabbi Shimon is Ba'al Plukta, the Chachamim. Because they also agree with him with regards to that matter, so we have to find a different Tana that is the dissenting opinion. But it says, Vaktiv Ota. What about the Miut of Ota? Ota, the Tana de Bei Levi, Kasha. You're right. That word Ota in the Pasuk, according to the Tana de Bei Levi, says everything requires a Mother Racha. Kochei Mizbeach, Kochei Bere Kabayit, Mumi Ikaro. Even items that are not rolling in Mizbeach. Everything requires a Mother Racha. Then what is the Miut of Ota? There's nothing that's left out. Everything's included. So that's a problem for him. Aval Rabbonon de Poli Galei de Rabbi Shimon, Mai. The fact that the Gemara said Man Chachamim and said it was Tana de Bei Levi makes it sound like the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara Tzmura about Hamad of Aracha, that they don't necessarily disagree about his conclusion here. Hachinami dimetu yifdu. Is it true that they also believe like Rabbi Shimon, if it dies that you can redeem it like our Mishnah says? Ihochi, if that's the case, Zodivi Rabbi Shimon umachlokutomi bayilei. Then the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu shouldn't have been that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. It should be, it's according to Rabbi Shimon and his peers that disagree with him. It's not just him. It's him and everybody who is in that disagreement over there. It's only Tana de Bei Levi that's the exception. Why did Rav only say it's Rabbi Shimon? Amre Rav to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So it must be maybe that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Lakish, which is a machloket in the Gemara in Tzmura, as to what the position of the Chachamim is over there. Damar, the Rabbonon, Kochei Berek Abayit, Hayu Bichlal Amod of Aracha, Kochei Mizbeach, Lo Hayu Bichlal Amod of Aracha. They have the exact opposite view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon believes only Kochei Mizbeach have a din of Amod of Aracha, Kochei Berek Abayit do not have a din of Amod of Aracha. And the Chachamim have exact opposite position. They say Kochei Berek Abayit do have a din of Amod of Aracha, and Kochei Mizbeach do not have a din of Amod of Aracha. And therefore our Mishnah can't be like the Rabbonon, Diktoni Seifa. Because the latter half of our Mishnah, not the first case, but the second case in our Mishnah here, which is a case where it was Kadosh first, and then got a mum in it, then it says, if it dies, you have to bury it, because it's an Osir Bana, and you can't redeem it. According to the Chachamim, you don't require a Mother Aruch of a Kochei Mizbeach. The latter case in our Mishnah is a case of Kochei Mizbeach. So why can't you redeem it, according to the Chachamim? So that's why Rav said that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Shimon, because both halves of the Mishnah can work out. The first half of the Mishnah says, imeitu yifdu, because over there, it's equivalent to kochei berek abayit. And the word otah even extends that to something that has a mum biikaro. And the second half of the Mishnah says that if it was kochei mizbeach that had kedushat haguf and then got a mum in it, you can't redeem it. And that's Rabbi Shimon to a T. Rabbi Shimon says, kochei berek abayit, no hamad haracha. Kochei Mizbeach, there is a Mother Baracha. But Reish Lakish says the Chachamim say just the opposite. They say Kochei Berek Abayit do require a Mother Baracha, Kochei Mizbeach don't. So even if they learn the word Ota, like Rabbi Shimon, who says that something that's Mumi Ikaro and then became Kadosh can be redeemed because there's no din of a Mother Baracha, even if they agree with that, they can't agree with the second half of our Mishnah because that says Kochei Mizbeach, that Akhim Shad Aguf and Gadamum can't be redeemed. And according to the Chachamim, it can be redeemed. So if that's the case, they certainly can't be the authors of our Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Mimai the high meto yikavru mishum debayam odavarocho." How do you know that the reason that second half of our Mishnah says if it dies, you have to bury it, is because the Hamadah Racha is necessary? According to Rabbi Shimon, that's true by Kodesh Mizbeach. According to the Chamim, that's not true. So therefore, they couldn't be authors of our Mishnah. Maybe the real reason is that you can't redeem Kodeshim to feed them to the dogs. So Eino Chanami, the Chamim could fit into our Mishnah, and the reason it says Imeitu Yikavru is not because there's a requirement of Hamadah Racha, which they don't require. It's because if you redeem this animal, the only thing you're going to do is feed it to dogs. And that's a bizayon to the Kodeshim from the fact that you're redeeming it to feed it to a bunch of dogs. And maybe that's the reason they could even agree in that case. Amre, Im Kain, if that's true, then it should have said, Nitne, the Mishnah should have said, Im Nase Treifa Yikavru. If it becomes a Treifa, you have to bury it, because that would teach you that information. Here where it dies, and now you're saying you can't redeem it, we're not sure why you can't redeem it. You can't redeem it because you can't do a Hamadah Racha, or you can't redeem it because Im Podim Klavim Lachilam Neklavim. If, on the other hand, it became a Treifa, then it would be clear the reason that you have to bury it. The reason when it becomes a Treifa that you have to bury it is not because there's no Hamadah Racha, it's standing in front of you. So Hamadah Racha is not an issue anymore. The issue is that a Treifa is not rolling to be eaten anymore. The only thing to do with a Treifa is give it to a dog. So if that was the real reason for the Mishnah, it should have used the example of a Treifa rather than a case of Imetu, that it died. Vibay Tema, Lolam Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Sfirlet. Oh, the other option is to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that believes that the Chachamim believe over there that you need Hamadah Racha for both Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. And in that case, they could fit into our Mishnah. If that's the case, Tnei amend Rav's statement to say, Zu Dabri Rabbi Shimon Umachlu Kuto. The exact question that we had, Gemara is now coming back and say, you know what? That's what it should have said by Rav's statement, which is, this is the view of Rabbi Shimon and his counterparties, which is the fact that Kodoshim that had a Mumi Ikaro and then were Kadosh, they do not have a din of Hamadah Racha. That's the case. Then Imetu Yiftu, and they can all say that. And the second half of the Mishnah that says Imetu Yikavru could be both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon over there, because they both believe that Kodshei Mizbeach require Hamadah Racha, and they can't do that in this case. The dissenting opinion is Tana Debei Levi, and that's the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Shimon and Machlukuto, and Tana Debei Levi is that dissenting opinion. So if you hold like Reish Lakish in the Gemara in Tmura, then you could argue it's only Rabbi Shimon that's the author of our Mishnah, not his counterparties, not Tana Debei Levi. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Tmura, whereby the Chachamim think that Kodshei Mizbeach also require Hamadah Racha, not just Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, then you're going to have to say that the Mishnah could be altered both by Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon over there, and the only dissenting opinion would be Tana Debei Levi. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots on the top of Tedvah of Amud Aleph.